Believe me, we will revisit Proposal 1 various times throughout the rest of the show today. We're going to switch gears a little bit here and go back to something that happened that could have been an incredibly tragic event over the weekend, Sunday, in Garland, Texas, where armed gunmen tried to attack an event that was being held. It was an event that was a contest, ostensibly a cartoon drawing contest for the Prophet Muhammad for people. And there's a rally here of sorts as well, too, to promote free speech and the fact that in the United States, unlike maybe some other places, we're not going to be kowtowed, and this is something that we can do. Now, whether it's a good idea to do that or not, that's a separate issue. But, of course, we are free to do that under free speech, the First Amendment, in the U.S. And someone who was at the event is political analyst and a Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC spokesperson, Katrina Pearson. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to, I'm sure it's great for you and your mind to be anywhere after what could have occurred at this event. Tell us where you were when you first got the word that there was a problem.
Well, the event had just wrapped up, and everyone was sort of mingling around the room. There was about 250 people at this sold-out event, and there was about 150 left. And I got to tell you, as soon as we heard shots fired, officer down in the hallway, everyone went towards the exits, but it was a matter of seconds before the Garland Police Department had entered all exits to the room, closed the doors, and told everyone they need to get us to the center of the facility because they suspect explosives on one of the suspects.
So, was there panic? Was there a lot of screaming, hollering, or was it calm? What was the atmosphere like?
You know, I think going in to this type of event, in the back of our minds, we expected maybe something might happen. And no one was panicking, no one was running, no one was screaming. There was definitely genuine concern, but honestly, the concern was more for the officers on the outside trying to protect those on the inside.
There, and we've had some people on who are definitely national and international experts on security that said the various rings of security, despite the one officer who was shot and is going to recover, thank goodness, but that the rings of security were prepared here and done very well with the advanced planning with this event. You were there. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, without question. This was a spinoff event from the pro-profit event in January. They've been planning this for a couple of months, and I got to tell you, hats off to the Garland Police Department because their reaction was swift and efficient.
When people talk about that this was a provocative event. I mean, clearly it was provocative, but was that the main point, was to draw and to provoke some kind of reaction, and clearly more than just talking heads on television going back and forth and shouting, because you very nearly got that.
Well, you know, it was provocative, but that was the point. And I think it also proved the other point, whereas you have people in this country who want to lay down to ISIS, who want to give up free speech to sort of give them the opening here. And I think that this event proved that we shouldn't do that at all. Being provocative doesn't mean you deserve to, you know, be gunned down in a parking lot. I mean, this is the United States. And to be quite honest with jihad, just being an American is insightful.
Katrina Pearson's a political analyst. She is a spokesperson for the Tea Party Leadership Fund, PAC, and she was at the event in Garland, Texas, over the weekend. It was a contest, cartoon drawing contest, for to draw the Prophet Muhammad, which is forbidden under Islam, even though Muhammad is not a deity in Islam. And certainly it flies in the face of some things that have been done with artistic license against Christianity. Christians find equally offensive, but definitely don't call someone out for death. So you were there yourself. Were other people, you know, in the state of Texas? I don't believe state of Texas is an open carry state, but, you know, people there, plenty of folks are packing. Were there other guests and attendees who were packing as well, or were people checked for arms coming in?
Well, pretty much everyone here does pack, but they did check for arms at this event for obvious reasons. And by the way, open carry did pass here in the legislature. All we've got to do is get it to the governor's desk. But, I mean, that was another concern, too, is should we or should we not allow folks to carry? The problem with this was the facility is on a public school grounds, and that's why they were checking for arms.
So it's interesting that the police did their job here. You had the you had the special weapons and tactical unit doing their job. But you know, if these two guys who come from Arizona come through and get in that room, like you said, most people are packing. They're probably going to face at some point. And clearly, it could have been bad, but they would have been outgunned and outnumbered too if they had got inside where the event was being held.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is Texas, and we do obviously fit up to our reputation. So, at a different location, if this wasn't a public school facility, chances are more than probably 60% of the room would have been armed.
Katrina, would you be afraid to do this type of event in the future since this almost turned into, you know, it could have turned out far worse? Would you be afraid to do this down the line, or would you do it again?
I would do it again, and I would go again if they held another event, simply because we can't live in fear in this country. Once we give up our country, what happens? Where do we go? What's left? Nothing.
You've been working heavily, I think, from a little online research with Ted Cruz, still affiliated. You affiliated with his campaign in any way and your support for him in the current days?
Well, he is my senator, and I do support him. And that's the extent. I don't work for him or anything.
Okay. So you haven't – it's not your – you're waiting to see how things play out in terms of support for a presidential candidate, too, because the field's getting pretty big.
The field is getting pretty big. I'm holding my powder, but I'm definitely a Ted Cruz fan.
Okay, that's well put. Katrina Pearson, a political analyst, spokesperson for the Tea Party Leadership Fund. She was there in Garland, Texas this weekend and survived along with others. No one killed who was attending that event or police, but the two suspects were put down. They are currently deceased. Katrina, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Great to be with you.